It is football time. Yes, the biggest game in Canada, the only truly Canadian sport featuring all Canadian teams. The championship is this weekend, and my question to you on It's Your Call is, do you even care? Is the CFL, have they lost you as a fan? First and foremost, what I want to do, I want to get, we've all got great memories. We've all been to games. I want to hear some of your favorite memories of going to games. But I also want your take on where the CFL is today. And I say this because, full disclosure, I have been a rabid CFL fan my entire life. Some of my earliest childhood memories are of going to the games with Dad. He had season tickets, and he would take one of us to at least one game a year. I got to see Tony Gabriel, Conridge Holloway, Richard Crump. Oh my gosh, there was one year where the Rough Riders were holding their training camp in Peterborough, and we did a bus tour, my brother and I. We went down to Peterborough to the training camp, and I finally got to meet my boyhood hero, Tony Gabriel. I've got the picture. Oh, the memories. He and I interacted on Twitter like maybe 3 years ago, and I'm still that little kid, like, oh my God, I'm talking to Tony Gabriel. So Section F, row 13, seats 7 and 8, I'll never, ever forget it. And then during my very first job in radio, one of the account executives at the radio station happened to have, I guess, the Ottawa Rough Riders as one of her clients. And somehow she ended up assisting the mascot at games. Well, she was pregnant, and the sideline's not the best place to be if you are with child. And she thought, you know what, that'd be kind of a fun gig for young John. And so she said, why don't you call them and see if you can't take that over? Well, fortuitously, I ended up not just assisting the mascot, but becoming the mascot. For 2 seasons, I was your Ottawa Rough Rider Rooster. On the sidelines, traveling with the team to and from events. Oh my gosh, the territory we covered. To and from Smiths Falls, Children's Hospital events. I got to know some of the players. I got to know Ken Avrare. I got to know Damon Allen a little bit. I mean, interacting with their families. And you know what? I felt like I was part of the team. I know I was just the mascot, but you're so close to it that you really do, you get to be around it. And when you love this league and when you love that game, oh my gosh, what a blessing. Years later, I'm working for a living. The Renegades are the new team. I got season tickets for the Renegades. Absolutely. I was there. Not Section F, row 13, seats 7 and 8, but Section F, row, I think, 29. Discovered the upper concourse. By the way, what you're hearing, if you're listening on the radio stream, that's me playing with my football. Playing with my football. Got the Red Blacks hat on. Got the Red Blacks jersey on. And then later on, when, you know, the Red Blacks came to be, became a season ticket holder again. Section D now, row 9. And I have been a season ticket holder up until this year. And I have found myself all this season questioning, something seems not right in the CFL. Something seems off to me, and I'm hearing it from other folks too, and I can't quite put my finger on it. The games, they just don't seem fun, and it's not the quality of the product on the field. That's part of it. So is this a Red Blacks thing? Is this a CFL thing? Because I look at fans in Saskatchewan, obviously Winnipeg, they're rabid for this league. But here we go this weekend. The Toronto Argonauts are in the final again. Does anybody in Toronto really care? I don't think so, because you're not in the stands. So the comment was made moments ago, the CFL needs an East Coast team. Yes, it does, but nobody is willing to step up, it seems, and get that done. I mean, it sounds like there are some people who wouldn't mind being the owners, but we can't seem to find a place to put a stadium on the East Coast. We can't get to some sort of consensus. You think it's bad trying to get stuff done in Ottawa? Somebody said, not on YouTube today. Yes, I'm on YouTube today. Shows that I am. Sorry, Oma, you're having issues with that. Huh. Russ Jackson, there's a name. See, I mean, like the Lone Star. The Lone Star Cafe is a great example of one of the benefits to having a CFL team. Val Belcher was one of the guys. I can't remember the other gentleman's name, with all due respect. I apologize. They came here from Texas, etc., and you know what? Thought, this is a great community. I want to stay here. I'm going to build a restaurant here. Yeah, there's nobody serving Tex-Mex. Cool. That's my home cooking right there. And the original Lone Star, Baseline, at Fisher, which I understand is about to be gutted and like knocked down for condos and then rebuilt. That's scary. No, that's a part of history. So all this to say, I come at this as a huge fan. By the way, I'm wearing two championship rings. Okay, I'm very, very proud of these. This one is for the Ottawa Sooners. One is for what were then the Nepean Redskins. They are now the Nepean Eagles, I understand. But I was on the sidelines as official photographer. I had photos from NCAFA and the Ottawa Sooners published in the Ottawa Sun every single week. I got very involved in football. So what are your favorite memories of the CFL? And what do you think of it now? Because they've lost me as a fan. If I'm being honest, I feel a disconnect. And I don't think I'm going back next year. I don't find it entertaining anymore. And then I look at what's coming up this weekend. The Grey Cup is on TSN. That's awesome. If you have TSN, why is it not on a free tier like CTV where everyone can watch it? You want to talk about the logo? Because, oh my God, that's a horrible logo for the CFL. Should we do away with divisions to make it more exciting? I mean, what? They just announced, by the way, this is Randy Ambrosi's new idea. Well, we're going to do away with Sunday playoff games. Now it's going to be Saturdays next year. I mean, they couldn't even be bothered to broadcast the CFL awards last night. It's the only real, quote-unquote, major league. It's the CFL. It's not the NFL, right? It's not to the same level as Major League Baseball or NHL hockey, but it's a big enough sport. It draws a sizable crowd. But it's the only one that has 100% all-Canadian teams. So what are your thoughts on that? We've already got a phone call, 613-604-6464. Hi, can we get your name?
How could I not call in?
It's Chrissy. Oski Wee Wee.
Right.
So the only other town I've been to, by the way, to see a CFL game is your beloved Hamilton. When Ottawa didn't have a team, a buddy of mine, Keith, and I made our way down to Hamilton to watch a game. And by the way, if I'm wincing and screaming in pain all of a sudden, it's because I'm trying to get this championship ring off my finger, which apparently I was awarded when I was much, much skinnier. He's a rabid BC Lions fan. Rabid BC Lions fan. And we go marching into Hamilton. He's all decked out in BC Lions gear. Guess what the first thing I did was? Got my ass to a souvenir booth real quick. Can I have a Hamilton Tiger Cats anything, please? That's a rough crowd, man. I don't want to be seen wearing the opposition's. Okay, so you are a rabbit. Okay, I think I'm a pretty diehard CFL fan. You love this league. So what are your thoughts? Where are we at with the CFL?
Oh, there's work to be done. No doubt about that. But one thing on my mind, the awards last night, you have Toronto playing in the Grey Cup. Did they win any awards? Not a single one. The only closest one was Coach Dinwiddie for the Argos up against, what's his name from Winnipeg? Michael Shea.
See, this is the problem. Like, up against what's his name?
Toronto? Right? Yeah, he's from North Bay. He's local-ish.
But, dude there. That guy there.
Who knows?
Good old you-know-who.
But anyways, my thoughts? Oh, my gosh. The Argo Media Day they had this past week, they had the quarterback for Toronto, McLeod Bethel-Thompson. And what's he talking about? The marketing, how CFL needs to be more marketed, not about the Grey Cup game. So that kind of threw me off.
Well, it's he's not just, wrong. The CFL is horribly marketed, Chrissy. It is absolutely horribly marketed.
Yeah.
I mean, what have you seen a commercial anywhere for Red Blacks games?
Saying stuff.
Go ahead.
No. But hey, they had a defensive line and won an award last night. Cool.
Who?
That's something, you know. But oh, geez, no, you're throwing me off again. You'll have to look that up.
The Red Black, the Red Blacks had a guy
I'm
win an award.
Break,
see,
like,
see, I don't know who won the awards. This is what I'm saying. And I sat down today to do a show specifically about the CFL. It's nowhere. It's nowhere. It's not like it used to be at all. And it drives me absolutely crazy. It's a 9-team league. Okay. Here are some of the suggestions I have. right off the get-go. Let's do away with divisions. Chrissy, agree or disagree? 9-team league, should we have divisions?
Yes, I still think that should be in play.
Wow.
Because they're still trying to get something out east, Halifax Way, somewhere, to try to work on that. Maybe
okay.
something
so then it's, then
could
it's
be a, in the works still. They were talking about it.
But then it's a 10-team league. Like in the NFL, 10 teams is
yeah,
a division.
Five and five. True. So expansion, I don't think, other than out east, where else could they expand?
I mean, Saskatoon, maybe, Windsor, London, Ontario would probably do okay with a team. You could put one in Quebec City, it would probably do all right. Victoria, BC. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
but
again,
I'm not even talking
US expansion back then.
Listen, don't even go. Why would you even bring that up?
No, I'm not going to go there. I know that was that did not work.
But also part of the problem too, right? I mean, that was just embarrassing mm-hmm. as a Canadian Football League fan. Yes, nothing says Canadian football like Shreveport, Louisiana. I mean, I remember the stadium in Memphis for the Memphis Mad Dogs, because of course we brag about our field is bigger, our balls are bigger too. You couldn't fit the Canadian field in the U.S. stadium in Memphis, so they had to cut the end zones down. Which, by the way, they also have to do in Toronto, by the way, because it's a soccer field, so the mm-hmm. end zones are shorter.
Right.
Just piles of problems. All right. Okay. Yeah. You said the CFL has a marketing. You said the CFL has a marketing issue. If you could change one thing, if you could advise the CFL to do one thing better when it comes to their marketing, what should they be looking at doing? What would really, really excite you as a fan? And you are a fan.
Yeah, need to engage more, not the younger crowd, but somehow getting more events at tailgates before the game.
Tailgates? Chrissy, no, they make noise. They upset people in the glebe.
True. Oops.
There's also the minor detail that the new Ottawa Stadium doesn't even have a parking lot. So how do you tailgate? On the back of an OC Transpo bus, I suppose.
Maybe. But looking at the crowd for the Eastern Final in Toronto, what, 21,000? If that? Because it looked pretty empty in some of the top stands. But out west, sold out, 31,000 plus. Like, there's something wrong. Toronto has a lot of teams, sports teams, but it's the team that was going to advance to the Grey Cup. How could they not sell out? Like,
I don't get it. I don't get the Toronto thing at all. And of course, they'll never do away with Toronto because it's the center of the freaking universe. But you're right. If that game was in Saskatchewan,
exactly.
There would be a lineup. There would be a lineup to get tickets.
Yep. Even the halftime for the DC semifinal game, they had Stephen Page playing halftime. Like, have more things at halftime, not just a dog show or just cheerleaders, you know?
The number of times I went to Red Blacks games this year and the halftime show was nothing. There was no halftime. Like, give me some. Driving cars around the field to promote some car dealership and launch T-shirts into the stands is not a halftime show. And I'm not asking for Taylor Swift to be there, for crying out loud. But give me something. Is there not like a local band? I mean,
yeah.
they've got a great band. Friends of mine, actually, Sussex, play outside the Northside stands before most games. They're fun. They're a great band, fun to watch.
Yeah.
Why are they still there come halftime? Can we not move? And it's not like they have a huge setup. Can we not find a way to move them to center field and just have them play a couple of sets from center field? I mean, something. Something.
Something. That's the word.
And the
something
whole,
needs
and the
to
whole,
be done.
And I think you are the one who actually finally answered it. It was either you or my sister Linda who pointed out, because I asked the question. It was only days ago. Like, we already know, like almost a year in advance, who the halftime show is going to be at the Super Bowl. They market the snot out of that. And not the CFL.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yesterday. The game is Sunday. Yesterday kind of thing. Like, it was last week, wasn't it? Here's your halftime entertainment. And I'm looking at this picture of these three men, who all look exactly the same, by the way. Each of them wearing ball
right.
caps backwards. Each of them with, you know, the old Miami Vice-type beards and, like, the plaid shirts. And I'm going, who are these guys? I don't know who these people
country.
Are. And I work in radio, Chrissy. And I think, I'm like,
I know.
I think this guy was in Florida Georgia Line. I think, maybe, possibly. Turns out he was. I still don't know who the other two dudes are. My brother's chimed in, of course, saying, hey, listen. Those are some of the biggest country acts like in the world right
well,
now.
Well, the one has a collaboration with Luke Bryan by Dirt, Jordan Davis. So he, you know, that's one. And the other one's a Canadian, upcoming Canadian country superstar, apparently. So
apparently.
It'll be interesting to see how they pull it off.
It's a joke, Chrissy. It's a freaking joke. And this is where I'm going with this right now. And thank you for your comments, by the way. Your pick to win the Grey Cup this year, does the dynasty continue?
Well, I'd like to see Winnipeg do the three-peat, but I really think Argos are going to have a tough game. I'd love to see the Argos actually pull it off, but I really, my heart says Winnipeg.
Your heart says Winnipeg. All right. You just can't bring, as an Oski Wee Wee fan, you just cannot bring yourself to say Toronto, can you?
No, because I have to go against my brother, who's the hugest Argo fan I know.
Chrissy, thanks for the call on It's Your Call. 613-604-6464. All right, let's get to some of your comments. I love your memories of the CFL, and are you worried about the direction the CFL is going or the lack of direction it has? Craig says, my father and some of his friends had season tickets for a number of years. Dad hosted the team at our house where I met Arius Jackson. That was so, I think you mean Russ Jackson. That was so cool. Tony Gabriel was a regular client of ours. Such a nice guy. Wears a size 16 shoe. Okay. That's a big foot. Vinyl Spinner says, greetings, John. Like you, diehard CFL fan, but losing interest. Okay. I'm curious to read more. Over the past summer, the CFL wanted to hear from the fans on how to improve the game, especially working with the XFL. So I called CFL headquarters twice and left messages to have someone call me back, as I had a list of suggestions to improve the game, either alone as the CFL or in tandem with the XFL. I never did hear back from anyone, so it shows me that there is a lot of lip service. That's why I'm losing interest. Fascinating comment. And I say this because I announced this on my show. A while back, I did a show called The Morning Brouhaha, and we talked a lot about the CFL. And we, as a morning show from a radio station, submitted a list of over 50 ideas for the CFL. Okay, things that I remember from the list. You pay your players poorly, and we all know why. It ain't the NFL. It's a much different, you know, game up here. Smaller audience, fewer fans. But the players, like, they're always looking for new revenue ideas for the players. I look at a platform like Twitch, which I'm a huge fan of. So my suggestion was set up a social media department who understands things like Twitch and can sit down with each of the players or with the CFLPA and show them how to get these guys on Twitch. Get them a CFL. Let the guys walk around and the cheer teams as well, etc. Walk around with their cell phones doing live streaming, giving us a behind-the-scenes look at their prep, at them buying groceries and their workout routines. Let them take us everywhere. Let them do their own pod. Is there, by the way, there's not even a podcast, or there wasn't for the longest time. I think somebody finally got around to starting one up. But like whenever the CFL does anything like that, any social media, you know, like Sarah Orleski, she's fantastic. She was doing the Bombers games. Who's the one that was doing most of the CFL games? Anyway, fantastic broadcast talent. But then they have her talking into what amounts to a cell phone. There's not even a light. By the way, the light in my studio, I bought it at Factory Direct. It was $12. Like, we're not asking you to break the bank here. But she's talking into a cell phone. There's not even a microphone on her or the player she's interviewing. One of them sitting in daylight, the other one sitting in darkness. It's horrible. Get them on Twitch. Sign them up to an account. Let the fans tip them, which Twitch is all about. If I love what you're doing, I'm going to offer you a couple of bucks. I'm going to subscribe to your channel. You're going to get paid. I submitted a list on behalf of a morning show from this radio station. And just like you, I didn't even get an acknowledgement. How is that possible? I know that they don't have a huge staff there, but it's an email. Can you not even have a cut paste? Hey, thanks for contacting the CFL. Holy smokes, someone actually contacted the CFL. There's nothing. Joshua says, the boatmen are an afterthought to Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment. And when the team in the largest market is an afterthought of ownership, That helps no one. Ann says, was a fan, not anymore. Hubby watches, but complains about the quality of the league. Yes. 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 And by the way, the quality of the league, I think the quality of the league is just fine. Thank you very much. The game is fantastic. I'm not a fan of how it's shot. I certainly, and I look at the game from a technical standpoint, right? I'm a broadcaster. I don't see the same number of cameras at games as I used to. And when I look at it on TV, 2 and 2 kind of equals 4. I'm like, yeah, there's been cutbacks there too. And it's affecting how we interpret the game as viewers on TV. And the announcers, with all due respect, it's a little laid back for my liking. And granted, we're Canadian. We're not over the top. But when you're holding, you know, when you're comparing an apple to an apple, and that is the two big football leagues we're talking about, the NFL and the CFL, the NFL hypes the crap out of what they do. And it's exciting. It's too laid back for my liking. And I think it's too laid back for anybody who's looking for any kind of entertainment value out of it. Maggie says, I remember Russ Jackson. He was friends with my dad. Everybody knows Russ. See, these players were so involved in our communities for so long. My cousin played for the Ottawa Sooners many, many years ago. We went to almost every home game. Awesome. I love supporting amateur football, and the Sooners are great. Eric says, former Ottawa Rough Rider teammate Larry Brune. That's who helped start the Lone Star. Thank you very, very much. I don't know why his name escapes me every single time. Linda's picking Winnipeg for the win. All right. Hard to argue. A great memory of Ivor Wynn as a kid saying hello to Harold Ballard at games. Oh, my God. See? You think Ottawa's had some colorful owners? The Glebermans. Yes, remember, Harold Ballard, he owned the Leafs, but he did. He owned the Hamilton Tiger Cats as well. Ottawa's Bob Simpson invented sleeper play, made a big splash in the CFL. CFL should hire you, John, says Vinyl Spinner. As you've figured out social media with all the platforms you have going, you have the knowledge and know-how. But you know what? That's my point. That is my point. There's nobody at the CFL who can recognize this. I mean, I put it in front of them. Nothing. Crickets from the CFL. I don't understand. Kate Burness hosted most TSN games. Yep, and Kate's great. She is fantastic. I find that panel a little contrived. All my broadcast brethren are going to be down my throat. You're just pooping on all the broadcasts. It's a little laid back to me. I don't know. And I don't know who this new guy they've got on TSN is. He's got his hair up in a man bun, whatever else. Not a big fan of the man bun. I find it ironic that this is the same TV network that, or same company that apparently had issues with a newscaster's hairdo, Lisa LaFlamme, if you believe those rumors. But then this guy's on with his man bun. Hey, that aside, he's a great commentator. Kate Burness is awesome. I don't think they allow her to be as awesome as she actually is. They don't seem to really zoom in on her. Like when you compare her to, I don't know who the commentator is that you see on the Sunday Night Footballs, petite, blonde, really outgoing, outstanding personality. But I mean, she's like, and she's just a tiny little thing, like maybe 5 feet tall. And they've got her interacting and right next to these players, but like engaging with them. Kate Burness is like 10 feet away from Matt, who's like 10 feet away from the next. Like, it just doesn't play right on my TV screen. It feels forced. It feels uncomfortable. I don't know if bringing them closer together would do that. But anyway, fun comments. Okay, Chrissy, if somehow Bo Levi Mitchell came to Ottawa next year, that would be huge. Do you think it's really going to make a difference? I don't know. Carrie says, remember Rough Rider Review? No. I'm assuming that was some sort of wrap-up show, etc. I remember the Silver Machine, but I was a young, impressionable boy at the time. That was the name of the cheer team. They're all dressed in silver, head to toe, sponsored by Voyager Bus. I mean, like, this is the thing. We've got so many great memories, and there's such a history to this league. And I love it. And I'm amazed that more. And listen, people show up and they seem to have a good time sitting in the stands despite it all. But like, here it is, Grey Cup weekend. I'm just not feeling the buzz. I'm not seeing anybody hype about it. I look at the CFL and the social media that they do. Like the CFL awards, they were last night, and they're talking about this player winning an award, that player winning an award. If they get 10 comments, I'd be amazed. Like, there's just whatever they're doing, and I understand social media. I'm not necessarily great at it, and I'm certainly finding myself at a crossroads now. Like, a lot of the technology that's there now, I'm falling behind. Reels, shorts, I don't understand. I'm at that point now. I'm the old guy looking at the young kids going, wow. I don't know. I know the basics. And here's what I do know. I understand the business point of it. If what I'm putting out on social media is not if I've got 9 teams and each team draws an average of 20,000 fans, that should be roughly 180,000 engaged people in my product. If I'm not getting 180,000 engagements on my social media posts, I need to review the social media department and figure out why are we not connecting more. Like, literally, the number of comments they get on the average post, you can count on 2 hands. It's not right at all. But you know what? I think, is this symptomatic, do you think, maybe, of a lot of these large businesses? Sears. I'll use Sears as an example. When Sears Canada was around, they would tweet things that made it so obvious that the higher-ups, the suits, knew that they needed to have a social media presence. And maybe this is what's going on in the CFL head office. Maybe they understand they need to have a social media presence, but they are just at an age or of a mindset they don't understand how any of this works. So they assign Skippy, with all due respect to Skippy, right out of college, seems to know a thing or two about the internet. Go ahead. We need to have a Twitter presence and an Instagram presence and stuff. So you go ahead and do that, Skippy. Sears used to do stuff like that. Sears was this national chain. You know Sears. Department store, fridges, stoves, snowblowers, patio furniture, clothing, shoes, hardware. And they would tweet things like, it's a rainy day today. How you doing? Like, what the hell does that have to do with the business you're in? And by the way, it may be raining outside head office in Toronto, but you know, in Edmonton, it's hot and sunny. You know, if anybody was paying attention, is my point. If anybody was actually paying attention to what Skippy, the intern, was doing with social media, they'd look at it and go, oh, God. Oh, is that what we're putting out? Nobody's looking at this stuff. Like, the right thing to tweet would be, it's raining outside our head office. By the way, we got rain boots on sale this week. And if it's sunny where you are, swimsuits go on sale next week. Something! The CFL does not know how to engage with fans. They got to find that person. And I don't even think they're aware that they have that disconnect. They're just satisfied that somebody's handling it. It's disappointing. For the money you spend to go to a game, for what you expect and you want to be part of, it lets you down. Ottawa needs to go back to the old mascot, too. I have no problem with Joe. Joe's pretty good. You don't see him a lot at the games, though. But when I do see him, he's pretty good. Over to Twitch. John, you should bundle this broadcast/podcast and send it to the CFL for the CFL to wake up. Yeah, except, as we have already discussed, ain't nobody at the CFL going to pay any attention to it. You know, and the sad reality, too, is this is our league in our country. It is an all-Canadian thing. Yes, with American players. But the teams are exclusively Canadian. And you know what? The response to this, I see the viewership, but the response is very, very quiet. And that, I think, is my whole point with the CFL. It has gotten too quiet. The buzz is gone, and I fear for the future of the league that I love and a league that I think most Canadians when they really think about it, actually do enjoy and kind of like having around. I'm not saying it's in trouble or going away tomorrow. I don't know what the plans are. I don't know what the financial situation is. I can't imagine it's good. But it could be so much better. And it's simple things, isn't it? It's simple things that they can't seem to figure out. Back to Chrissy. Part of the marketing that I've seen, these sports betting sites and advertising of games, bringing in the sports bettors, not sure if that's the greatest idea, but if it involves people going to and watching more games, so be it. Well, that's the idea. I'm not big on sports betting. Well, okay, with one exception. This is a fun story, actually. Went to Vegas once. And the Sens and the Leafs were going to meet in the playoffs. And the agreement I had with my wife was wherever we happened to be on the strip when it was game time, I think it was like 4 o'clock Vegas time, wherever we happened to be, we would find the game on TV because you can find everything on TV. So we ended up at Treasure Island, walk into the sports book area, which is an entire sports betting room. If there's a game on anywhere in the world and you can bet on it, it's on the big screen. So I sit down beside this guy from New England who is all into, oh, you're from Ottawa, you must know this guy and this guy. He knows all the NCAA players. And he's talking, you know, about this player and that player on the Sens, and I'm nodding my head, whatever else. And as it's getting close to game time, he says, you gonna put a couple of bucks on your team? Nah, I don't bet on sports. He says, put a couple of bucks on your team. He was relentless. Put a couple of bucks on your team. Fine. So I go and literally put $2 on the Sens to win. I get back into the sports book, sit down at my seat, and he does his best ventriloquist act.
Put your ticket face down on the table.
Pardon?
Like without moving his lips. Put your ticket face down on the table.
Okay, so I put my ticket face down on the table. He goes, you're welcome. So in Vegas, they don't know if your bet is $2 or $2 billion. They just know you've got a bet. And if you've got that piece of paper, it's upside down. Of course, they can't see the number on it. But all they know, if you've got a bet riding, you're drinking free that night. I didn't know that. That was the best $2 I ever spent in my life. So, yeah, I'm not big into the sports betting thing. Certain conditions apply. Yeah, that was a good night. Oh, the best part about it, too, the server, you know, of course, I'm glad you're having fun tonight. Is there anything else I can get you? I said, yes, well, what I'm really in the mood for, I can't get here. Well, what's that? I wanted a Cuban cigar. You can't get Cubans in the United States, right? There's an embargo. I said, they're not allowed here. I'd really like a Romeo and Julieta cigar. Well, I'll be damned if she doesn't come back with one a few minutes later. And, like, my jaw dropped. I'm looking. It is. It's a Romeo and Julieta cigar. How? And when you read the label, what the Cubans have done is sold their seed to the Dominicans and licensed the brand. So now it's product of Dominican. It's the same damn cigar. Anyway, a little side story. Let's go back to your comments. Joshua says the CFL didn't benefit from the NFL boom of the 60s and 70s. It used to be a breeding ground for talent. Billy Vessels and Johnny Rogers both won the Heisman and played in the CFL. Marv Levy and Bud Grant started their coaching careers in the CFL. Let's talk Warren Moon. Let's talk Doug Flutie. On and on and on. It was once a huge launching pad, says Joshua, and then the money gap widened. Yep. Our league is dying a slow death, says Vinyl Spinner. Death by a thousand cuts. It is sad to see. So I'm not the only one who's looking at it that way. It's sad, sad, sad. Ah, there we go. Tommy in Saskatchewan. See, the Riders fans, man, like if I had to pick a stadium to go to and watch a game at tomorrow, hands down, Regina. Y'all are the best, not just in the CFL. They are rabid football fans. I want to be part of that. I would love to go to a game in Ryderville. Tommy in Saskatchewan says, Michael Ball, Rider play-by-play guy, says the same thing. League is so far behind the new curve, it's ridiculous. They could do so much more. Thank you, Tommy. I sent this to them over a year ago without even an acknowledgement. Simple things. Put your Grey Cup. Talk to your broadcast partner. They own all the channels. Get it the hell off. Fine, put your regular season on TSN. If you really love the league, if you really want to watch the games, you're going to ante up the extra money to get TSN Sportsnet, etc., right? The games are on TSN. But for the championship game, this is the same network, don't forget, that buys the Canadian rights to the Super Bowl and then puts their own ads on. Look, you paid for it. They have the right to do that. Like it or not, they own the rights to it. They have every right to sell advertising to make their money back and then some. That's business. I absolutely agree with Bell Media. They are right on this. They own the Canadian rights. They should have every right to sell the airtime. Despite what you and I want. I just want to see the American commercials. Yeah, but it's a money business. But they show you the Super Bowl on CTV. They're not showing you the Grey Cup. If I'm the CFL, I would make that a condition. Because you know what else is amazing? And this is, you know, coming from what I do for a living, internet radio. Hamilton doesn't even have a broadcast partner now. They do radio in-house. They stream their audio online. That's actually kind of progressive, isn't it? We're pretty close to a league like the CFL being able to actually broadcast their own games and put it on a platform like YouTube or put it on a platform like Twitch. You don't need broadcast partners like this anymore, but I don't think the CFL even realizes that. The TV stations need content. You have the content that they want. And if you know, what I don't know what they're selling broadcast rights for, but at the CFL, just to use numbers for the sake of argument, okay? These are not factual numbers. They're purely for the sake of argument. If I sell the broadcast rights to TSN for $1 million, okay? TSN sees value in that. Okay, we paid $1 million. Our job now is to go out and sell advertising and sponsorship and try and make $4 million. So that's plus $3 million for us. That's how business works. Buy low, sell high. The profit pays the expenses of your business and is a return to your shareholders. Yes? So, if I'm the CFL, I've now got a product. It's not worth $1 million. It's actually worth $4 million. I'm giving up $3 million in order to let somebody else do the heavy lifting and do that side of the business. It's what they're experts in. But the technology is already there that if the CFL needed a bargaining chip, they could easily say, look, we're going to hire our own camera operators. We're going to hire our own play-by-play people and our own sound team. And we're going to try going it alone on Twitch. I mean, guys, there is software available now for your cell phone that you could literally sit at your kid's hockey game and your cell phone will actually, it knows the algorithm. It will follow the action. It will zoom in. It will zoom out. And if you want to stream it, you can sit there on your iPad and update the score. Now, it's not to the quality or the standard of what the CFL is producing now or the NHL or Major League. It's not to the same level. But you know what? Think back to what you would have seen on cable 22, let's say even 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Basic. It's beyond that already from just a cell phone. So it wouldn't be an objectionable thing to watch. I'd go watch a game on Twitch. All I have to do is pay $5 a month to subscribe to their Twitch channel. And if I like what I'm watching, I can lob a couple of bits at it and tip them. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Throw in some sponsors. I don't understand. And it makes me sad. And that's why I wanted to bring this up today. And this is not going to be a sports show very often. There are bigger fish we need to fry, but it is Grey Cup weekend. Early this year, for me, I would do away with divisions. I would just do a 9-team league. The bottom 4 teams don't make the playoffs. The top 5 do. I would have a 1-versus-5 round robin. 2 gets the first, or you know, like a 2-versus-5. Maybe 1 gets the first bye. 3-versus-4. Winner plays, you know, 1. And on to the Grey Cup we go. You could have a Calgary Edmonton Grey Cup. How cool would that be? Yes, please. That's compelling. A 9-team league. We don't need divisions. Why not use CTV as an alternate broadcast with coaches commentating like they do in the States? That way TSN doesn't lose exposure and exposure is increased. I mean, the Manning brothers, Peyton and his brother, Eli, I mean, that's a rare find. But yeah, I mean, this is the point though, Eric. Who posted that? It was Joshua. A little thinking outside the box. When a fan comes to you, like if you're a fan of my business, and there are fans of my business, and they come to me with an idea, do I not owe it to them to listen? I'm inviting you in. I'm asking you to participate. I'm asking you to, in some cases, spend money with me. In some way, shape, or form, whether you're a listener to my business, a consumer of it, or whether you're a paid sponsor of my business, I'm asking you for some sort of investment, either of your time and or of your money. So there just doesn't seem to be that coming out of the CFL right now. It's kind of like, well, I mean, if you'd like the CFL, we'd sure love your support. They don't seem to be willing to take that and go, let's just make it better and more compelling for you to want to be part of. They're sitting good enough should be the CFL slogan. CFL, good enough. And if that's going to be your slogan, you might as well stick with the logo you've got, the chopped off football. You know, I was going through a box of old hats the other day, and I got way too many hats. I don't even wear hats a lot of the time, but just hats I can't part with. I actually found a hat from the late 80s. Plain white hat with the old CFL helmet logo. You know, the old the helmet with like the one face guard across it, and then just like the little maple leaf. This logo we've got now is horrible. The whole thing is just, it's not compelling. When people are engaging with you and coming to your business is what I'm saying. When they are on their hands and knees saying, please listen to me, I have ideas. At least acknowledge. And apparently, and thank you, by the way, I'm not the only person who has apparently approached them. I answer every single survey the Ottawa Red Blacks send me. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. I need to call them and actually ask for my money back that I paid for the playoff game that I didn't get. Did you know that it's not refunded to your ticket unless you ask for it? Way to make me a happy fan. Anyway, in the 60s, high schools in Ottawa really pushed football with Football Fridays and got young people involved. Not anymore, says Laurentian View Terry. You're right. You're right. I remember driving by. I said this to my niece the other day. We were over, you know, grabbing a bite at the Burger King on Clyde Avenue. Merivale there. Merivale and Baseline and where the Walmart is. And I said, you know, that used to be for the longest time, you know, where Laurentian View High School was and where we're sitting right now. They used to have this amazing grandstand. Well, there's a reason they had a grandstand that big because people actually used to go to high school games. Yeah, you're right. I went to high school in the 80s. That's Robert Borden. I think the bleachers were small enough, like you could fit them in the back of a pickup truck. In fact, I think that's how the city of Ottawa, the school board, delivered to the field, the back of a pickup truck. Nobody was going to games. It was sad. It's great community stuff. It's being part of a community. It brings us together. We need this. Gary says, watch the game on TV the other day. The game went into overtime. The channel we were watching switched to the Out West game, and the rest of the Red Blacks game was on some other channel that we couldn't find. Right? Like, have a plan for these things. Chrissy's now coming to my side. She says, yeah, change would be good. One division. I get it. That's embarrassing. Shame on the CFL to not acknowledge this, telling me definitely changes need to be made. Hey, get on them. See if they respond to you. And if they do, send it my way, and I'll give you a response. Okay. Sports. We're done with that. We'll move on to other things come Monday. Thanks for joining me. The numbers, the feedback on the show, absolutely encouraging. And do join me, by the way. I would be remiss if I did not promote my all-new morning show. I have adopted a co-host. She's fantastic. Out of Winnipeg, home of the Bombers, and the most unsports fan you're ever going to meet. The debut of Carrie and the Milkman, 7 a.m. Eastern Monday. It's just a couple of adults with a lot in common who hit it off right out of the gate. We're not going to ask you trivial things like what's your favorite flavor of Jell-O. We're not going to get into the Hollywood celebrity crapola. It's just adults talking like adults do, and we think it's really engaging and you're really going to enjoy it. So please, if you enjoy what we're doing, at least give us a shot. 7 till 10 a.m. on BTRradio.com. Go whoever you're cheering for in the Grey Cup, which, by the way, is Sunday. Not even sure if the CFL told you that. We'll be back on Monday.